This was an article I wrote for the magazine, which I think was not printed, but I still think it has some relevance. It's called Across the Time Zones with Insulin. I'm describing here a method of insulin management on a long journey across the time zones. It can, of course, be adapted to a patient's own requirements. Long distance flying, I'm quoting now, can present quite a challenge to a diabetic on insulin, particularly Lentard or the long-acting insulins that are available now. Let us consider, for example, the flight to San Francisco. We are given the information that the aircraft leaves London at 12:45 and arrives at San Francisco at 15:30 local time. If pressed, the travel agent will be able to state that the expected duration of the flight is 10 hours and 45 minutes, and that lunch and a snack will be served on board. If the travel agent can't help here, write direct to the airline. These rather bewildering statements can be made easier to visualize by transferring the ideas to a time chart. And I've devised a way of writing a time chart which gives you the lines of insulin and food and flight hours. You have to find out how many hours your destination is behind or ahead of London. San Francisco, for example, is 8 hours behind London. GMT minus 8. And then you must map out the hours of the 2 days for San Francisco, starting day one, 8 hours later than London. This is all rather dreary, isn't it?